Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Kim Mulkey is the head coach of women's basketball team at LSU. LSU has been a national powerhouse for quite a while under Mulkey. She is very much in the vein of terrible human, great basketball coach.
She has not won less than 25 games in 21 consecutive years.
That's really good.
She is, say what you want about her as a person.
And we all will.
She is a damn fine basketball coach.
Yes. One of the best basketball coaches that exists.
But
it's a very long and drawn out but. Terrible human, by pretty much all accounts. You can go down the list of things of transgressions, so to speak.
She has quite a long list of misdeeds under her
faux pas,
scandals on in her Wikipedia page.
She's from Baylor. That. Just say that. She coached at Baylor. Well, if you are in any association with the Baylor University, you're a scumbag.
Look, she didn't just coach at Baylor. It was during the Baylor investigation. She said that anybody that says anything bad about Baylor should be punched in the face.
Baylor should be punched in the face.
A women's basketball coach, any coach of a women's sport, any person that claims to champion themselves as a person standing up for women in any realm.
Hell, just a decent human.
You cannot sit there and defend Baylor after what happened there. It wasn't just Art Briles in the football program.
No.
It was the university as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it was beating of women, raping of women, drugging of women, like, if they went, you could check every single box. And there is not a, they should be punched in the face when it comes to Baylor. Baylor was horrifically run, and the fact that they just got a slap on the wrist,
still insane,
is mind-boggling to me. Absolutely mind-boggling. But that's just like the tip of the iceberg with Kim Mulkey, because we've had this steady trickle over, you know, her 21 years of dominance that we can say it has been 21 years of dominance as a coach, that she is a red ass of the highest order.
That's maybe perhaps paying her too much of a compliment. But they go into their opening round game against Rice. And as they come out of that, she, in her post-game press conference, addressed a possible distraction that may or may not be impacting the team.
No, listen, man, we're not going to let one sleazy reporter distract us from what we're trying to do. Absolutely not. My kids didn't even know I said that yesterday. That team's not involved in this. They were in shock when they saw all that on the internet.
Okay, what all that was pertains to what has now been leaked out as a piece being written by the Washington Post. That piece was originally leaked out by Pat Forty, who said that he had gotten word that a particular article was being done by the Washington Post and that LSU and Kim Mulkey were circling the wagons. Why would they do that? Well, because the piece is probably not going to be all too favorable because it involves Kim Mulkey. Again, preface that with everything that we just discussed. Terrible human, lots of things she has done wrong or poorly, and a writer who works in the vein of writing alongside the intersection of sports and life. Think about, if you're unaware, Baxter Holmes is an investigative reporter for ESPN who, if you see him investigating you, run. Run, because he's going to find whatever it is you did, and he's going to highlight it. The writer here is not one that would be linked with hit pieces, but one that does their research over a very long period of time.
Well, and the author is Kent Babb is his name, and who is multi-time one writer of the year, whether
awards,
it's from the Associated Press, ESPN's Award for Literary Writing, the Best American Sports Writing, he's won 3 times. Like, the year's Best Sports Writing, he's won AP Editor's First Place in Writing 3 different times. He's a very accomplished writer and actually was the co-author of Allen Iverson's biography. He is a very accomplished sports writer, and you said the intersection of life and sports. He writes a lot about mental health, wealth, physical health, and how those worlds collide with sports. And Kim Mulkey, 2 days before they played in the women's tournament, took the podium, and she used her time to just go off on a hit piece that is coming, and said that the writer's a writer who wrote a hit piece on Brian Kelly, who's the head coach at LSU, that he's a sleazy scumbag writer, went off on all of these things about how we're, a day before we play in the NCAA women's tournament, and he dumps 12 questions on me that they said they're going to go to print, and I need to respond to this, and the university needs to respond to us as a distraction as we're getting ready for the tournament. She also followed that up with, he's been trying to get me on record for 2 years.
Yes, the exact quote is, after 2 years of trying to get me to sit with him for an interview, he contacts LSU on Tuesday as we are getting ready for the first round of the game of this tournament with more than a dozen questions demanding a response by Thursday right before we're scheduled to tip off. Are you kidding me?
Okay, this is standard procedure for a journalist, is that you try to get them on record. You go, if they're unwilling to do so, you go and you do your background, you get all the interviews. She's claimed that one of the sleazy parts that he did was offer anonymity to former players and coaches and assistant coaches and coaches that she played for to say something, which also is standard procedure, is, hey, you'll put my name, we'll put your name to it, but if there's anything that we can do on background, what you have to do is you have to vet those things that they say on background, confirm them.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Verify them. And if you are a good sports writer or journalist, you go and you verify those things before you put them into print.
Anonymous or not, you still get 2 independent sources on top
of
it.
You, But this is the thing with Mulkey that it just doesn't add up, is you can't sit there and say they're dumping this on you when he'd been trying to get you on record for 2 years.
She specifies he's been trying to chase me for 2 years. And now the audacity. I am not going to give her any benefit of the doubt, but I do find it interesting that the timing of the piece was scheduled with the response time right before they tip off. That was on purpose to generate interest around the story.
But here's the thing with Mulkey, what she's doing is, the Streisand effect?
Yes.
You know what that is? Where
the whole idea about her photo.
2003, Barbara Streisand tried to, through lawyers, tried to just bury a photo that was used of her estate, I think in the Malibu Hills, mm-hmm. which was used to highlight the erosion along the coastline. And what ended up happening was Barbara Streisand created such a hubbubaloo about this whole deal that all of a sudden it became a bigger point than the actual story of erosion on the California coastline itself. Was why in the hell is Barbara Streisand trying to cover this up? And it actually brought more attention to mm-hmm. the matter than if she would have just allowed the photo to be used. So the Streisand effect in all this is Kim Mulkey, she has a feeling based on the questions that she got of what this thing is going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would have cared as much as they are going to care now about this because of what Kim Mulkey did. In trying to bury this whole thing, trying to discredit the Washington Post, trying to discredit the writer, it is making this a bigger ordeal for her to have to go through, because I would have just been like, oh, wow, another piece about Kim Mulkey not being a great human. Okay, seen that before.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to read this and be like, whoa. And there's a lot that this could be about.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
if you're
the funny
wondering,
part. It could be about a lot of different things.
She brought up in her pressing about the hit piece that was done about Brian Kelly that this guy Kent Babb did.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do about Brian Kelly being a bad person. It wasn't about what happened at Notre Dame with Brian Kelly. It was about how the intersection of sports and life, in how the athletic department at LSU is thriving. Meanwhile, it's not it's an impoverished area, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in the shadows of, the football stadium. You have people living in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what it was about. And the only negative thing was a quote from a person on the board of directors from LSU saying, hey, the thing is, we got Brian Kelly's getting paid by Notre Dame and by us. Meanwhile, there's people that can't eat out here. It wasn't like Kent Babb went out there and was like, I'm going to make this up. It wasn't a hit piece either. It was about the area of Baton Rouge and how we probably think of Baton Rouge, Louisiana as, hey, that's where LSU is. Mm-hmm. They've got $100 million facilities all over the place. They got a $100 million football coach. They got a basketball coach they're paying $30 million to over 10 years. Things are going well in Baton Rouge. It was to highlight not all is great in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes.
And that's not a hit piece on Brian Kelly either. Like that's the
no,
crazy
it's just,
part
it's,
about
it's
all
it's a presenting of,
this. Of
evidence and a juxtaposition. A hit piece is what Shams Charania and Slater did to the Trailblazers about making things up about Gary Payton II being ejected with Toradol shots. That's a hit piece.
Sure.
There's no basis in reality. There's no founding. There's nothing there that was actually true. That's what a hit piece looks like.
Now,
saying something that's maybe something that doesn't paint you in the best light, that is not a hit piece.
Now, here's where the Mulkey thing, it comes to a head, because people just want to say, this is a horrible thing for Kim Mulkey. We don't know what's in the article, do we?
No. It's going to be interesting, though.
She doesn't know what's in the article, but we can read the tea leaves in with her history of controversies that have surrounded her. You can take your pick. You could take your pick about whether it was, with Brittany Griner, who said that she had addressed the team and said, you can't come out as gay because it can make it hard for recruiting for us,
mm-hmm.
right? It could be about things like that. It could be about her stance on COVID, which I don't think anybody's going to really care about right now because it's 2024.
But also keeping their sexuality quiet. It also pertains to one of her former players at Baylor and Brittany Griner, who was obviously held in Russia for extended period of time against her will. And Mulkey never addressed it, came to her side, hasn't spoken to her since. So it could be about that relationship. Basically,
there's a multitude of things
that makes Kim Mulkey, not even makes, shows how Kim Mulkey is a terrible person. that she's trying to get out in front of this is like, we all knew you're terrible. We all talk about it regularly that you're terrible.
Yeah.
Why doth you protest too much?
She does seem to get a little bit of like a blind eye towards it. And maybe that's just because she's in the South where it does seem like sports are bigger. But like for a lot of people my age, I feel like that don't know about what she was doing when she was at Baylor. People who are just now starting to pay attention to women's college basketball and women's sports in general see her as kind of this like larger than life character who wears these funny things on the sidelines and says things that you don't normally hear out of a women's basketball coach. So I wonder if she's trying to protect that image, whereas well, like
she's trying to get out ahead of the tough questions that were asked after 2 years of ignoring the writer. She got right. She got them lumped on her plate saying, is this true? And you know what? Like you sit there and we don't know what's in that article, but you go, why is this defense so staunch if you have nothing to hide?
Also,
and he's not a sleazy reporter,
2
by the way.
Years working on this.
Yeah, this is going to be juicy.
Yeah, there's going to be something there.
Yeah, I think she's making this far worse than it should have been.
Again, doth protest too much.
I don't know why at LSU... Who in their PR department said,
get up there and fight this?
This is the good plan. Yeah. This is going to be the path.
Let's
that
get
we
out
go
in
down.
Front of this.
Instead of formulating in this time without making it a big deal before you enter the NCAA tournament, as she said in that clip, her players didn't even know about it until everything started going off on the internet. You know why? Because you said it.
Mm-hmm. It's all very dumb.
Like, because you made it a bigger deal than it really was. And it could you could have just spent this time saying, all right, we have these 12 questions. How are we going to – we can email the reporter, text the reporter saying, look, give us through the weekend and after we play our first two games, we will answer all of these questions, one through however many you have, and we can go down and use that weekend to formulate your plan of how you're going to attack this, and then how, once the article is released, how you can spin it forward. What they did was they made this whole story way bigger
yeah.
than it ever should have been in the first place.
They dumped gas on the fire. Or ammonium nitrate.
Washington Post is pretty happy about it.
Yeah, they'll reap the fruits of that reward for sure. All right, coming up next, we'll get ready to hand you off to Isaac Suit here next on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.